Casey and Chase Fu, weekdays 4 to 7pm, East Coast Radio.
So that weird thing that you felt, that energy exchange, if you're sitting in the car listening to this, you know, at home, whatever, was a collective eye roll from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people in this room.
No, that sounded great. I'm like, I'm having a bird day. I like it. Anyways, enough about me. Your time right now is 6:24. Stacey and Jay Sport, East Coast Radio. Case is the Money Music Station. Are you very judgmental when
No, I'm not. I'm actually trying hard not to laugh because that was quite good. Anyway, from that to this, right? So we want to chat about airing dirty laundry on social media for the remainder of this hour. We're not going to get in too deep. We just want to get a vibe of where you land on this. Like, is it ever okay / justified? So now, Jay Spoo and I have a falling out of some variety. We haven't. Please calm down. But assuming that we did, is it then okay for me to film him and then take that particular video and post it all over social media, essentially dragging Jay Spoo through the mud?
Yeah. Just this past weekend, we all saw that video that went viral and circulated on social media of Katlego, who is an Expresso presenter. He was being filmed by his wife. Allegedly, in the video, he confesses to being unfaithful and giving her an STD.
Yeah.
Right?
So that was only the one. Then there was this other one of this lady who went on a whole rant about the father of her child, who allegedly hasn't paid maintenance ever. And then there was a family intervention. She eventually took the post down. But what we're saying is, whether you are someone of mild importance or just a regular Joe, in any of the above circumstances, is it okay to publicly shame someone like that? I mean, like, what are your thoughts on just dropping the files on social media? Like, is it something that you go, okay, I would do the same.
Yeah.
I would. So not these two specific situations. They're just two examples in the last week. Mm. People are doing this a lot. So do you agree with that? Or do you kind of think that you must keep your dirty laundry inside the house where no one can see it?
Yeah.
Wash it first. In this hour, public shaming.
Mm.
Something you can get behind. Something you think should never be happening.
Yeah. We've got Horsey on the line. Horsey, good evening and welcome to the show.
Hello, Jess. How are you?
We're great. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, which side of the fence are you on? Public shaming? Is it a thing or not?
No, it's not. Totally not.
Mm. Explain. Talk to us. Why?
No. Okay, we all have got those secrets in our life. Mm. It's always been there. So when you go to public, what are you gaining for that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's many ways of getting a publicity, but not somebody's secret.
Yeah.
So when you are married, you go to the public with a poster and say, you say your vows for better or worse. Then you take the securities out of the country, network, whatsoever. For me, it's no.
Ooh, she said what she said. Thank you so much, Horsey.
Thank you, Horsey. I mean, one thing that I do, and I understand why people are like, this is bad, is because once it is out,
you can't take it back.
Because you can delete it, but there's this mystical thing called screen grabbing. So the second it's live, it lives forever on the internet.
And you know what the thing is about the internet and social media? No one cares about your problems. People are just looking at your story and like, I'm so glad that is not me. No one is there to like help you out. So it's not a safe space.
Yeah.
And that's where I stand with it. So,
do you think it's maybe intentions based? Like, what was the intention behind the posting?
To defame.
You know, to like, everyone please, like, I need to draw attention to this. It's a worthy cause. It's not a worthy cause. I'm just causing nonsense. Is it a rumor? Is it true? So for the rest of the hour, KZN, the WhatsApp line is, as always, wide open on 0617929495. When it comes to this concept of public shaming and putting your geduntes out on social media, a yay or a nay? You know, this thing about like airing your dirty laundry. I mean, we all know the rules. Well, I grew up like this. Yeah. My mom would always say to me, you don't speak out of the house.
Yes, keep it
so,
in the house.
So, yeah, what is our business is our business. We sort things out here. We are united front out there. And then, you know what I mean? When you're in your own house, you run your house the way that you want to do things that way. So I do believe that certain things need to be maybe resolved before they're made public. I think when it's messy like that, it's going to be extra sensational for us, randoms, yeah, who know nothing, mere mortals, to have access to that information. And Jay Spruce said something that's not very nice, but it's so true. People love your mess. They don't want to help you. They're just like, this is so exciting.
So
I bought the popcorn.
Me.
Exactly, because I'm glad it's not happening to me.
Yeah.
So airing your dirty laundry on a whole social media. I mean, to do this or not to do this.
Yeah. Sue, what do you say?
Hi, Stacey and Jay. It's Sue here.
Hey, babes.
You know, it's very entertaining for me. I speak for myself. It's very entertaining to watch these videos. And then I watch all the videos that was made about the video. And people, they just don't see the video and take what it says. They actually read into it. And it backfires on most people. With technology these days, people want their 15 minutes of fame and they do it for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah. Hi, Stacey and Jay Sabu, it's Sandy. With regards to the public shaming, absolutely not. I think I have watched that video and I was horrified because I think that his wife was being very vindictive there, knowing that he is famous and he is a celebrity. And it's also his income that has now been affected because people don't want to have anything to do with him. I'm not justifying what he has done, but that is something that should have been discussed in private and worked out with each other and come to some kind of resolution. And also, I feel people in general are just far too dramatic and just posting stuff, but they don't realize that once you put something out there, it affects you and it stays out there on the cloud or wherever for the rest of your life. So we have to be very careful what we post. Thanks, guys.
Hi, Stacey and Jay. It's Sue here. You know, it's very entertaining for me. I speak for myself. It's very entertaining to watch these videos. And then I watch all the videos that was made about the video. And people, they just don't see the video and take what it says. They actually read into it. And it backfires on most people. With technology these days, people want their 15 minutes of fame. And they do it for all the wrong reasons.
Hi, my name is Shobha Nagia. If I win, I would like to get my 7-year-old FIFA 21 for his Xbox. Thank you.
I think it's a very, very fine line between inappropriate and possibly necessary. I think people should keep their dirty laundry in the laundry basket in the bathroom, personally. But, big but, if it is something of public safety or calling someone out who's a pedophile, for instance, I've seen a lot of public shaming of such things. I feel that is, in my opinion, completely justified because they pose a threat to society. They pose a threat to children. So I feel they should be named and shamed. And quite possibly when it comes to animal abuse as well, but that's just me because I work with animals. So that's my take.
Hey, Stacey and Jace Boo. It's Kosi here from Waterfall. For me, in the situation of dirty laundry, I think for married people, you should keep your secrets in the house. Because when you do the vows, you say for better or worse. So what if it's worse, and then you know you go into public and posted all your secrets or your problems? No, for me it's a big no. No, 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 you shouldn't.
So I understand that the two incidences that we are referring to or just making reference of are just examples. However, unfortunately, if you're in the public eye, you know, you tend to, get lucky more often than the regular person. So therefore, you seem to think that you get away with things more so than the average person, because you're not an average person, you're a celebrity. And if someone happens to post your dirty laundry on social media, that's unlucky for you. It could have been anybody, but you are unfortunately in the public eye. So that's, you know, that's just the way that it is. Neither of them is okay to do. Airing dirty laundry is not cool.
Hey, Stacey and Jessica.
Hi.
It's Anaya for me. Attention seeking. That's what it's called.
Not necessary is what Sue and Kanye are saying. We've got Wanda on the line. Wanda, talk to us.
Yeah, I think it's also a big no for me because I feel like people that do that, whether they're your friend or your partner, whatever you do, they're kind of waiting for you to slip up just so they can do air your dirty laundry. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So, like, how do you trust someone like that as a friend if they can air out your dirty laundry for whatever reason it may be?
Mm.
I mean, Wanda, you make a valid point because then that would obviously mean that you'd have to second guess every single relationship that you have. Like, on the off chance that someone's like, I have been, because we all have smartphones. Every phone has a camera. So at any moment, if you're bleak with me because I don't know, I didn't wish you for your birthday or whatever, you're going to go and tell the whole world all my secrets because then you can't actually tell anybody anything ever. Mm.
Yeah, exactly. And it just, I don't know, I feel like those people are either just really, really attention seekers or they were class captain in grade 8 and they still think that they can rule the world.
Ooh, he said what he said.
I just want to play devil's advocate real quick, right? I want to give you a different narrative and I want you guys to tell me whether you agree with this particular situation, right? Let's say we are public shaming someone who's obviously a fraudster, someone who's committing a crime or someone who's doing something bad to other people. Do you guys not agree with the fact that that type of situation needs to be outed to some extent? Wanda, what do you think?
I think it depends because, I don't know, I've heard, I'm not 100% sure on the law, but apparently those kind of things do actually affect the case somehow. Like if you are directly linked to that fraud, for example, and you go and say this guy's been defrauding me, apparently it kind of it like dampens the whole law case or the criminal case or whatever. So I think I don't think there's ever a time to air someone's dirty laundry out until it's made public and it's like you're allowed to, until you're actually allowed to do it. So that's just my opinion.
Thank you so much, Wanda.
Yeah, so in the final hour we're talking about public shaming. It seems like most of KZN is like saying, nah, it's not a necessary thing. Keep it indoors, focus on the family and focus on that circle. And then you're better off finding a solution that way.
Yeah, this is one of those times when you should not, in fact, make the circle bigger. Also, people love to comment.
Yeah.
And we know that. We live in a time where everyone's got an opinion. And for some reason, everybody feels like they need to share it publicly all the time.
Yeah.
So if you're going to put out something that is salacious or scandalous or, you know, a little makes people salivate a bit, then the comments will come and they won't always be good. And most importantly, I don't think that they're always necessarily helpful.
Yeah, no. It's not a movement forward, so just keep it in the posy.
Stacey and Jay Spoo, weekdays 4 to 7 p.m. East Coast Radio.